It's the 6th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Heavy equipment began arriving at the Captain Tom Foundation building in Marston Moretown about a week ago. Captain Sir Tom Moore's daughter Hannah and her husband Colin were issued a demolition order to remove the unauthorised C-shaped building on the property. The Ingram Moores did not challenge the decision made by the Central Bedfordshire Planning Inspectorate. Last Friday, 3 years after the death of Captain Tom, who raised over £30 million for the NHS, the spa pool was removed from the premises by crane. Yesterday, bulldozers tore down the remainder of the £200,000 structure, which must be completely removed by the end of the day tomorrow. A physical dispute between two groups of men outside the Cornerstone pub in Shefford last Saturday resulted in a violent stabbing incident, leaving one man with terrible stab wounds. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police are asking to be contacted by anyone with information. The overflowing bins belonging to flats behind Tavistock Street in Bedford will now be managed by the Environmental Enforcement Team at Bedford Borough Council. Collections ceased back in September due to the cross-contamination of recycled items with bin bags containing household rubbish. The council says it has contacted both the tenants and the landlord in an attempt to solve the problem, but will now escalate the issue for further action. Luton Hoo Leisure Complex will be moving forward with its plans to build a first-rate golf course to host the Ryder Cup in the 2030s after planning permission was fully granted. The Ryder Cup is a professional golf tournament held every 2 years between the United States and Europe. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.